Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. It's always a pleasure to have you with us, and we hope you're doing well today. We're very excited to welcome a special brand new guest to our program, Close Up Radio, as we spotlight holistic health consultant and author Claudia Wenning. Now, Claudia assists clients to free themselves from physical and emotional pain, stress, and overwhelm. She specializes in creating custom, holistic, naturopathic, and functional medicine health plans and systems, which provide the tools for implementation, including energy balancing. Claudia guides her clients in the rediscovery of their self-empowerment to live their one precious life with passion, clarity, joy, and balance on all levels, body, mind, and emotions. According to Claudia, so many of our challenges in life are the result of the limits we have agreed to live by in our belief systems, behavior patterns, and how we interact with one another. For Claudia, identifying and moving past these limits requires a heart-centered approach that often transcends language. She really believes our body is giving us messages consistently, so we have to revive the ability to listen to our body. Sometimes language can pull us further away from the truth. And it doesn't matter if we're involved in holistic health or energy healing. It's all about shifting a person's perspective to value themselves in a way that then finds reflection in their mental, physical, and spiritual health. In addition to her work as a holistic health consultant, Claudia is also the author of From the Lightness of the Heart and the Amazon bestseller, Quantum Level Transformation, the Handbook, which includes tools to discover and explore new insights and increase your awareness of the messages your body is sending you. Want to let you know as well that book is available on Amazon, so you can go to Amazon to get it. And more information about our very special guest, Claudia Wenning, you can go to her website, claudiawenning.com. That is claudiawenning.com. Let's welcome Claudia live and direct from California right here exclusively on Close Up Radio. Claudia, welcome to the show today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me. Thank you for the fabulous introduction.
You are very, very welcome. We were having such a wonderful conversation before we even went live on the air, and I think it was amazing. We will share elements of it during the course of the conversation. I'm very fascinated by the work that you do. You have a PhD in natural medicine, traditional naturopath, certified functional medicine practitioner, counselor in naturopathy for psychotherapy in Germany, and so many different credentials, life transition coach and certified nutrition consultant and so much more. So you obviously love what you do, acupressure, reflexology, Qigong, and so much more. What inspired you initially, Claudia, to want to do all of this amazing work and inspiring and empowering people in the way that you do? What were some of those moments in your own life's journey that pointed you in this direction?
Well, as you said, it is my own life's journey, which probably for most of us who then land in the field of complementary healthcare, I was very, very ill as a child for many years, and it was life-threatening at one point. So then when I became a teenager, I started to look for natural ways to feel better, and I discovered the magical the magical realm of herbs. So I grew up in Europe, and so I became a Western herbalist, and just the connection with herbs connected me also to very beautiful childhood memories of being out in nature, and actually gave me tremendous strength to look at this planet we live on in a different way. That has been the beginning. Natural remedies from the earth. And then later on, of course, I decided to become a naturopath, because this is what naturopaths do. They introduce and implement natural remedies. And as you said, I didn't stop. I love learning. I think it's inspiring and invigorating. And I just added on a lot of modalities to be able to understand who we are, what's happening with us, where we're coming from, and where we can go.
Mm. You love this. I can just tell that you really, really love this work that you're doing, and it's amazing. Let's talk about some of that work that you do, and what does a holistic health consultant do? Tell us about some of the extraordinary work you do for your clients.
All right. The holistic approach means to look at the human being as a whole. So we don't compartmentalize, but we actually shine the light on where there are correlations. Like, you may have a headache, but still the head is really part of the entire body. So we want to look at how this is related to other things that may be going on in other parts of your body. All the systems in the body really silently and quietly are cooperating with each other. When one system is out of balance, the holistic approach sees it that it will affect the balance of other systems. And when I talk about systems, I mean like the digestive system, nervous system, lymphatic system, and so forth. So we want to find ways to bring the whole body holistically back into balance. When there's balance, and I call this vital balance, because when there's balance in our body, vitality is literally pulsing through us. We are able to use the energy that comes to us in the most beneficial and transformative way, and we're able to release of the energy that doesn't serve us anymore. So there is a cycle, an ongoing renewal that happens in a very balanced way. And that is the state of health.
And that, what a state it is, too, right? I mean, it's so important to attain and maintain that. And part of this, where you help people to achieve it and experience it, which can be very enriching in their lives, is through your philosophy of holistic health. Tell us a little bit about your specific and particular philosophy on holistic health, Claudia.
Well, it took me many years, and I would say an ongoing vision quest, to come to the understanding that we are not just incredible beings on our own, but we're also connected with all there is around us. So, and this is more important than ever now, because as we all know, we are globally going through a very unusual, never before experienced time, and we are clearly tapping into the realization that we are all currently like in the same boat, if you will, in the same boat on the river of life, no matter where we are on the globe. We are now keenly aware of the fact that certain elements that happen within this sphere are affecting all of us. It is obvious, it's undeniable. Nevertheless, this has been going on for a long time, but not as expressed as we see it with a pandemic now. So that's where the quantum level aspect comes in. If we see all of us being connected through our collective experience, then when we apply a solution that works regarding one part of the whole, it will affect the whole. And that is the very empowering and inspiring aspect of who we are right now in this very moment in history. We have the chance to look at our life on this planet with fresh eyes. We are almost called to look again, to become aware of the intricacies that are happening and partially created by us, and as we are such creative beings, how we can use now our creativity to find the best outcome, you know? And that goes far and wide. It doesn't only have to do with the pandemic. It has to do how we treat the planet we walk on, how we treat each other, how we take care of the natural resources, how we take care of the body, the health of Mother Earth, and how we, just in the same measure, take care of our bodies, our health. So it all goes now hand in hand, and it's almost like the veils are falling away. We know we got to install some changes. They can be very small in our personal lives, but also if we start to embrace a new approach to life, a kinder and gentler way, it will really affect everyone we touch. So does that answer your question?
It does, yeah, in a very profound way, too. I love the way you describe everything. You mentioned, you know, how you were first introduced to this work as well and what the process was. There is this process that can be extensive for being certified in all these different modalities to help people, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Very extensive process.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and so much of this is about the patient and the client and you being able to use your intuition to solve problems. Maybe there isn't a test that's going to tell you what you need to know. Sometimes you just have to listen really intensely to your own body, right?
Exactly. That's an interesting aspect. So, yes, I'm a functional medicine practitioner, and I respect and honor deeply all that the medical care and the science behind it provides. And we have come so far. And actually, I can tell a little story, especially about functional medicine. We have come so far, and now even more so, we are actually coming back together again. Naturopathy is, if you will, the old-fashioned approach to health, you know, from centuries and ages ago, and actually coinciding with a lot of old traditions, remedies around the globe that have seen the human body as an entity. And then, of course, in the last century, science came in, and everything became very specific and particulate, and there has been so much research and so much discovery that we have found out things that there's no other way to find them out than through science. So I'm incredibly grateful for that. Now, when I learned about functional medicine, I asked myself, no, what is that? And it's actually the missing link. When I decided, okay, in order to understand what functional medicine is, I have to learn it, I found out that functional medicine is the missing link between naturopathy and allopathic medicine. It is integrating the body as a whole, body, mind, and soul, and approaching it from that angle with all the incredible research and science and testing opportunity we have now. So and most appreciative of tests we can do, of options we have to run labs on people and find out what's going on with them. Because once we do that and then we apply those results in a naturopathic / functional medicine approach, we are still looking at the human being in awe as a whole entity, and we find solutions. And we actually find more than solutions. We also can develop strategies to make changes to possibly reduce the exposure we now have towards chemicals, environmental influences, and so forth. So we have many more tools than we have, let's say, 20 years ago. So, yeah, you can hear in my voice, I'm actually excited about that. We have more and more tools to understand. We have more tools to elaborate, and we have more tools to create change for the betterment of the individual health. So that's really a good perspective to have, and yeah, that's mine. Yeah, that's my perspective.
And that's a good one. You stick with it, too.
Yeah,
that's
I am.
A good one. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Absolutely.
Yep.
I love it. There's something else, too, called trauma-informed therapy. Tell us a little bit about that. Is it something, and I'll throw a guess here, is it going through and experiencing trauma, which can happen, and, you know, I don't think anybody goes through life without having some trauma in their life in some way, shape, or form, whether it's themselves personally or the loss of someone or something or just various traumas that can occur, and learning from it, teachable moments from it, moving forward from it, working through it. Is that part of trauma-informed therapy? I find this fascinating.
Yes and yes and yes. So the very coining of the phrase trauma-informed care or therapy or treatments is relatively new, but the concept, of course, is not. However, sometimes it really helps to give it like a key phrase and understanding. And honestly, ethical care is trauma-informed because, as you said so correctly, there's hardly anybody on this planet who hasn't perceived trauma in their lives. And what might be very traumatic to one person may not be to another. So this is really in the eye of the beholder. However, there's certain situations, of course, I think we all agree, that are very traumatic, including, unfortunately, everything veterans have been exposed to. And I think it might be appropriate to honor veterans at this moment just for an instant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
However, we all have had traumatic moments in our lives, and trauma-informed care addresses this very clearly and transparently, that if you want to create betterment in a person's life, we have to realize that trauma is part of the equation. It deserves to be recognized. It certainly, the imprints of the trauma deserve to be responded to. And now the big but without re-traumatization. So in order to provide trauma-informed care, we want to create an environment of safety. We want to emphasize choice for the individual. We want to broaden collaboration. I often even suggest like a healthcare provider team, because different practitioners have incredible unique, different approaches to offer. However, there has to be a connection and a feeling of security and trustworthiness to be established first. And last, but certainly not least, what we want to do, we want to support the individual in question to tap into their own empowerment. And that is one of the central words for me as well. Self-empowerment is an incredible healing tool. We all can have access to it once we may, you know, open some pathways that have been cluttered up. But it is free, it is available, it truly is innately part of our essence, and it's our birthright to live in a state of self-empowerment.
That's so important to realize that and to let that absorb and ring true. You know, it's really important to have this desire to really want to help people. And as I said off the air and now live on the air, you have this real inbred desire to want to see people reignite that flame inside themselves and get rid of those self-limiting beliefs and the negative talk and look at some of the positives. And because a lot of life's questions are within us, but sometimes life gets in the way and blocks that, and you help people with those blockages that sometimes the world imposes on us and sometimes they're self-imposed and sometimes both. How does the conversation with your clients begin? I know establishing trust with them and them with you is initial and paramount from the very beginning. Tell us about the very beginning of working with your clients and the conversation. Do you do an assessment, things of that nature?
Yes, of course I do. There's quite a bit of a medical and life history intake I like to do, but it all depends on how far the client wants to go with me. However, we start really at the beginning. There's a reason why somebody wants to be in touch with me, and most likely it is one concern. One concern, which may just be the tip of the iceberg, but once we actually articulate that one concern, we have an access point, if you will. And then we start to take off the layers. You know that the picture of the onion, how you peel an onion layer by layer.
Yeah.
Well, we start with the outer layer and just keep on peeling till we come to this very wonderful inner core. So, yes, one issue at a time. Keep it practical and measurable. And if that approach is a good fit, then we're off and running. Nothing will stop us then. And as the client has, of course, the decision always how far they want to go and how fast they want to go. I'm just here to help to clear the pathways on the journey. And I like to use that word very often. It's a journey.
Yeah.
It's a journey through life. And we are the ones who can decide our itinerary. And yes, there may be humps and twists and turns, but nevertheless, if we have a clear idea where we want to go, that's the energy that will get us there.
That's so very, very true. And sometimes we don't have the clear idea of where we want to go, but through these conversations like this and through the work that you do and your expertise, it sort of clears the path for people to realize what they want to do. I mean, it really, the whole thing is really like a transformative experience, isn't it?
It certainly is. The intention is to increase our awareness of who we are, where we are, what we do, what we want, what we don't want. I think there's certain questions that we really owe it to ourselves to ask ourselves. Where do we want to go? How do we see ourselves in this web of life that we are in? What do we perceive at this moment as our life's purpose? And that, of course, can change, and it will over a lifetime. But there is so much joy and clarity when you wake up in the morning and you have a certain feeling that this is what I feel inspired about. This is where I want to invest my energy in. This is what I identify with. This is what gives me this incredibly delicious sensation of actually thriving and feeling alive. It's a good feeling. No question about
yeah.
it. It's transformational.
Yes, it really sounds like it is, and that's it sounds really life-changing in just so many ways, and it's truly extraordinary. It really, really is. I mean, the most self-empowering idea is that these solutions are easier than we thought, but if you go the more traditional route, you might be setting yourself up for, you know, a lot of testing and prescription medication, but very simple shifts in our behavior and our mental attitude truly can go a long way toward resolving a lot of the problems, right?
Yes, and I'm living proof. It is ultimately easier than I thought. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's a journey I wouldn't have wanted any other way. And Jim, if you don't mind, I'm actually going to, I want to quote myself. Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to quote myself from the book, The Quantum Level Transformation. That might help a little bit to explain where I'm coming from. It's not too long, so no worries. Okay? Here I go. Our perception can change and our attention can change. Our attitude can change. And our intention can change. And all this will change the quality of the energy that sustains us. And once this energy changes its quality, your life changes. And you can move from unease into ease, from tension into let go, from restriction into release. That's it.
That is beautiful too. That is absolutely beautiful. You know, the book, as I mentioned, people can get it on Amazon. And congratulations, you're the author of From the Lightness of the Heart and the Amazon bestseller Quantum Level Transformation, the handbook, which includes tools to discover and explore new insights and increase your awareness of the messages your body is sending you. I encourage folks to go to Amazon.com to get the book. And also, if you'd like to connect with our very special close-up radio guest, Claudia Wenning, you can go to www.ClaudiaWenning.com. She's extraordinary. She's empathetic. She's skilled. And, again, she's a very renowned holistic health consultant. She works with clients on a myriad of different issues, and she specializes in creating custom holistic, naturopathic, and functional medicine health plans and systems while providing those tools for implementation, including energy balancing. Claudia, thanks for joining us on the show today as my guest. It was really a pleasure, and I hope that we get a chance to explore some more down the line. That would be a pleasure as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim, so much for having me, and I'm looking forward to future conversations.
I am as well, and you keep up the amazing work, Claudia. It is really sensational. And thanks again for being with us. Holistic health consultant and author Claudia Wenning joining us here on Close Up Radio. We thank you for joining us as well. This is Jim Masters, your host. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time, we invite you to stay right there. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another amazing guest celebrated from around the world right here for you on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.